Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, we got a full show tonight. We got a full show on Thursday. Welcome back into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins have the evening off. They are back in action at Target Field tomorrow evening. I hate stereotypes. I hate when people make assumptions about others, about areas, about cultures, about cities. I can't stand it. I can't stand it because everyone is different in some way, shape, or form. And there's something that I hope happens really, really soon. And I want to make an appeal to the people that are in charge of Minnesota tourism. I want them to put together a new campaign for the state of Minnesota. Because the assumptions that happen all the time about how we live and who we are here, it frustrates me till no end. I had a conversation with my buddy on the phone yesterday who lives in Kansas City. And we're talking about, you know, it being springtime, looking forward to summer activities. He's telling me what his son and daughter are doing right now as the school year is coming to a close and all of that good stuff, right? We're catching up. We hadn't talked in a couple of weeks. And the weather came up. And I asked him what the temperature was in Kansas City. And he said that the temperature in Kansas City was, I think he said it was like 70 degrees or something like that, whatever. And I was like, well, today, you know, it got up into the 80s here. Right? Because I think yesterday it got to like 80 or 81. And so I'm saying that to him, and he immediately lost his mind. And he was like, Minnesota? He's like, how are you guys having better weather than we're having? Why is the temperature there hotter than it is here? And look, being a native from here, but also living in Kansas City for 5.5 years, I know how great and how hot it can get in that part of the country and in Kansas City. But when he said that and we started talking, it just really hit me and it kind of bugged me for a second. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, Pat, like, what are you talking about? Like, my man, you know, and he's been here before. I'm like, you know it gets hot here. You know it is. So I started thinking, I'm like, what are all of the stereotypes, the assumptions that people have when they think about our way of life in Minnesota that you dislike? Because it's funny that people can get shocked that we live in warm and hot weather. And the assumption is, it's almost like this is the frozen tundra 365 days a year. And that's not the case. But because it's Minnesota or Minnesota, people think that this is just a place of it's always cold. Until they come here and kind of see how it is in the summertime. It's funny, going back to my college days, I think it was my the summer of going from being a sophomore into a junior here, I had some classmates, two classmates, that were from L.A., from California, that were visiting Minnesota for the first time because they had a relative, a cousin, that was getting married here. And I remember when we all saw each other at Glam Slam, Princess Old Club, Ronnie was, he was floored that it was hot. So this is not like some new thing that, this has always been a thing, but that kind of bugs me and annoys me. 651-461-9226. What is the biggest perception about Minnesota that you dislike? To me, it is the, it's always cold here with regards to the weather. That just bugs me because people should know enough, whether it's watching Purple Rain and they hear about Lake Minnetonka and just how fabulous the lake system is here, or knowing that the Mall of America exists. How are people just kind of like dumb to the fact of thinking that it's always cold here? I was asking Taylor Rivera earlier the same question, like, what is it about in terms of a perception or something that you dislike? And she said it's that we're not a big city. Like, if you've never been here or if you just hear about Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Twin Cities, you think that it's small town action.
Nothing to do.
But when you actually visit here, you're like, no, the Twin Cities is a big deal. So I see that from her side of things, but also with the weather thing, that's always kind of bugged me.
I think to go along with that, I think people just assume that everybody who lives up here loves the cold weather. Not everybody loves the cold weather. Not everybody's, man, I got to go out and I got to ice fish. Or everybody's like, you know what? Man, I got to go out and I got to ski, or I got to tube. No, there are a lot of avid indoorsmen. One was right in front, worked in front of me from 3 to 6. He's not a fan of the cold. I think something that just kind of, it doesn't annoy me, but we're stereotyped in everything, is that we've all got funny accents. It goes back to grumpy old men. And then you see Fargo, and then you see the movie, and then you see the series. And it's like everything that comes out of Minnesota. And I even did this for my friends in Houston. They're like, man, what is it like up in Minnesota? I'm like, oh, you know, you don't want to go up there. You know, I says to people, you know, not everybody can be up here. And they're just laughing. I'm like, it's just an obvious stereotype. But if you're not from here, they think the accent is goofy and it's weird, even though not everybody's got it. Or if you do, it's not exactly the biggest one.
But I'm going to tell you something else that feeds into these stereotypes. Whether we like it or not, there's also something else that feeds into it. And you know what that is? It is how people nationally, not locally, but nationally react to our sports teams. No, I'm dead serious. Because they look at our sports teams and the stars, and then when a star leaves here, they immediately are like, oh, yeah, they're trying to get out of Minnesota because there's nothing to do in Minnesota.
Yeah, or
it's too cold and there's nothing to do.
They don't want to be here. Anthony Edwards can't wait to leave Minnesota.
There can't be anything, because they always try to push the, oh, they got to get that person to New York. They got to get
them to L.A. Yeah.
They got to get them to a bigger market.
Yeah, we're the 18th largest media market in the nation. We're okay. But yeah, you're right. When you compare us to a Chicago or an L.A. or a New York or Houston or Philadelphia or Dallas, of course we're not that. But I think, you know, you compare us to some of the same, you know, we've got, there's a lot going on. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we always feel like we're just kind of dissed. We're flyover country. Like, everybody disrespects us because, yeah, I think the stereotype is we're just kind
of
here.
Of all of those things that people assume or the perceptions that they have about Minnesota that you dislike, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. That next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm so happy to live in the land of 10,000 lakes. I hope that you guys are too. 651-461-9226. Welcome back to the Lake Show. We'll talk Twins next segment. Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Let's take some phone calls and some texts. We'll start with Howard. How you doing, Howard?
I'm good. I was at the U in 1995 when the movie Fargo came out.
Okay.
And the Coen brothers did a beautiful satire of how people perceive Minnesota. At the Embers on 394, nobody talks like that. But then I was doing a research assistant at the U in the psych department, and I called down to New Ulm and talked to somebody's mom, and she totally sounded like she was a character from Fargo.
I knew that's exactly what you were about to say. And you said this was 1995?
Yeah. I was so mad. Nobody talks like that at Embers on 394.
I'm totally with you, my man. I'm totally with you. And let me ask you this: what part of the area did you grow up?
Maple Grove.
Maple Grove. Okay, Maple Grove. Maple Grove. Oh man! Well,
my cousins up in Zimmerman, they start to sound like Fargo. You get out of the cities.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Howard. 651-461-9226.
That's my family
from the 952. I'm just so tired of all the hot dish hate from the 651. From my high school classmates in Fort Myers, Florida, I often hear, how can you stand to live in that cold weather? That from Paul in Minneapolis. This from the 612. I don't know what this one is. That's kind of a weird one. Anyway, this one from the 612. Sports teams, the ladies of Minnesota do well. The others, well
there's a stereotype.
What is the stereotype that the women here just win and that's it?
Yes, they're winmen.
Are we acting as though the Twins don't exist? Have we forgotten about 87 to 91? I will never forget.
87 to 91.
I will never forget. How you better not slander Kirby Puckett's name.
I'm not slandering Kirby. I was going to go to his.
Don't make me text Ken Herbick right now on the.
No. I was going to go to Kirby's Hall of Fame induction with my ex-wife at the time. I was all ready to go. I had my Puckett jersey, and then I lost it in the divorce. But I was going to go. But no, 91. I mean, it's great, but I mean. How do I bring this up nicely? It was 34 years ago. We gotta kind of move on to a current men's championship. That would be great. But we are kind of a joke, though, to other people, though, when it comes to our sports. Because they're like, oh, you're a Minnesota fan. And it's like, yeah, I am. It's like, oh.
What's wrong with being a Minnesota fan?
No, I got a lot of sympathy. I got a lot of sympathy from my
other friends. You could be a Browns fan.
Well, yeah, that's true.
651-461-9226. Another thing that I was talking to Taylor Rivera about in the newsroom earlier when we were kind of debating this and kind of tossing and kicking this around is one thing that I love about Minnesota, and this is just another thing that when people come and visit you and they're hanging out and all that stuff, whatever, is I've had, and this has happened on multiple occasions, people in town, and when we're thinking about what we're going to do, right, and hang out and stuff like that, and go out to dinner, I will be like, well, you know, where do you want to go? What would you like to have? What would you like to dive into? And they're like, they look at me kind of confused, and I look at them, and I'm like, we have options. Like, the diversity in the food that we have here. No, because we literally have everything. The only thing
we're a foodie town.
We're a foodie town. That's what I'm saying. But a lot of people don't really understand that or know that, right? And so when I say that, I truly mean it that I think we do everything well, except the only thing that we are not masters of, I would say, is the barbecue scene. Like, there's a couple of spots here that I think people look at and they're like, okay, this seems good. It seems cool. Like, I've been to Baker's out there in Eden Prairie, been to Dickie's out in Eagan, and then Q Fanatic out in Champlin. But that's to say three spots in a big, you know, metropolis like that, that's not saying a whole lot.
But I do think that you've got a different frame of reference, too, because you come from the barbecue capital of the United States in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It would be the same thing as somebody coming from New York or Chicago and saying, man, you don't have anything for pizza.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I think that from a food perspective, we got everything.
We do.
There's at least one or two or three different spots that you can go to and you say, legitimately, this place will crush whatever type of cuisine that you want.
Yeah, we've got lutefisk, we've got lefse, we've got tater tot hot dish, we've got macaroni hot dish. I mean, we got, you know, you name it, we got all sorts of hot dishes.
Let's take a phone call for Elizabeth in Minneapolis.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thanks for the phone call.
So, Minnesota nice. That's one of the stereotypes I get really tired of because, first of all, I know many people that have moved here from out of, you know, state, and they find that the cliques and friendship circles that have already been established, they can't break into them. They're like, people aren't nice here. They're not inviting me to dinner. Everyone hangs out with themselves, and that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one aspect of the Minnesota nice thing that is true that really drives me nuts is the Minnesota nice in traffic, like where you're driving like to a four-way stop and you know that you got there after the other person, but so they have the right of way, but they're like, oh, no, go ahead. And then you're just like, society just breaks down with that kind of Minnesota nice, you know?
It's
just,
yeah.
Or they say, go ahead and go, even though, and you know there's a pedestrian that you're going to run into.
Well, so this
is a double-edged sword.
But this is the thing. Let me say this real quick, though, Elizabeth. With regards to the Minnesota nice on the first part of what you said, in terms of, like, people coming here and moving here, whether it's, like, General Mills or Target, or just moving to Minnesota for whatever reason, right? I think that is something that you battle anywhere. Okay, because when I left here and went to Kansas City, it was hard for me to kind of get, you know, integrated into meeting people and stuff. Like, the initial people and the majority of people that I became good friends with there, I actually met at, like, the gym and the people that I worked with. And you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's tough anywhere that you kind of move to and you're, you know, uprooting yourself and moving somewhere, because a lot of people, they're not always quick to kind of open up and let people, you know, kind of in that circle. And even like from a radio perspective, it was like people there in Kansas City were trying to fill me out, and it took about a year for me to really get acclimated. But I think that you said it the right way, though, and I agree with you 100%. You know, the reason why it's worse here than in other places is because of the phrase Minnesota Nights, because it's inviting people to think that, oh, yeah, we're better about integrating people here. And being
exactly
open. Yeah,
and that's what I've been hearing, like people that have moved here, that they're like, I'm not getting invited anywhere. But you're right, it is probably a problem everywhere, but it's just we got the wrong stereotype that we're super friendly. You know, we get holed up in the wintertime. We're not driving around and inviting people to parties. I mean, it does get kind of isolating.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, I appreciate it, from Elizabeth in Minneapolis. I've encountered, I mean, I just think that
she nailed a lot of it.
I just think that that's the way that we are in the country, though. Like anywhere that you go to, mm-hmm. And I'm not saying every single city is like that, because there are certain cities in the country where there's a lot more of the people have moved there.
Yeah,
or whatever.
They're transplants.
Like L.A.
Yeah.
Like you have people that are straight. They're L.A. folks. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the folks that everybody's running to Hollywood. Everybody's trying to get to California. You have that kind of like that, the perception of those people trying to go there. New York has so many people that will move to New York City. I know that when I was in college in Atlanta, it was made up of so many people.
Yeah,
Houston, to Atlanta.
Houston was the same way. A lot of people transplant because of the energy, because of the electric, because of the gas. I mean, I work with people from New York, Boston, Vegas, Chicago. I mean, just like everywhere. So yeah, it is so true that it is hard to make those friends.
The Minnesota Nice phrase doesn't help.
No, it doesn't, because it is very assuming that we will just bring you in. And she's right. Like, there are people that are like, we've got our cliques, we've got our groups, and unless you've got like a specific interest or a shared bond, we're not just going to open that up to anybody that just moves in next door.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. I'll take a look more at some of your text messages as they continue to roll in. But coming up next, Bobby Nightingale Jr., beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune. He covers the Minnesota Twins with an impressive weekend in Boston. Hopefully it's the start of something. And we got a couple of guys that got activated today. We'll talk to him next right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, the Minnesota Twins off today, back in action tomorrow at Target Field. We got a lot going on this week. Wolves, Warriors. I actually bumped into Gary Payton Jr. earlier today on my way to work down at the Whole Foods in downtown Minneapolis. So we got a lot going on. Twins starting a series with the Baltimore Orioles, and joining us now, the beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune, who covers the Minnesota Twins. His name is Bobby Nightingale Jr. Hey, Bobby, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now you're from here, right? You went to high school here and grew up here?
Yeah, correct. Bloomington, Jefferson.
All right, Bloomington, Jefferson. What is the, because we were having a conversation to start the show about like stereotypes that people have. What is, as a beat writer and you traveling all across the country and writing and covering the Twins, what's the biggest stereotype that you've encountered amongst people about the state of Minnesota?
Just either the cold or the Fargo movie accent. that's probably the biggest one. I mean, like growing up in the Metro, I feel like, if you ever leave the Metro, that's when you really hear the accent. But I feel like in the Metro, you really can't hear it. But like, I saw like an interview Paige Beckers had that she said bags, you know, with the Minnesota accent, and that kind of drove it into it too.
That's exactly the first two things that came up with the listening audience here when we opened up the show. So that you're spot on, my man. All right, it was an interesting weekend in Boston, because I thought that we had a missed opportunity on Friday night. I was a little bit frustrated with kind of the way that things played out, but they hopped right back into it, man, on Saturday and got the W, and then closed it out yesterday with a nice come-from-behind victory against Boston. What did you make of the overall weekend for Twins baseball in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like they kind of picked up where, you know, in Cleveland they had so many close losses, the last three games there, they're all close losses. And then the one in Boston, so it was like four in a row. You felt like you were in every single one of them, but you just couldn't get those big hits. And then finally Saturday and Sunday, you know, they were able to do enough. I mean, you know, Cody Clemens had that big homer on Saturday with his dad watching. They were able to get an add-on run right after that. And then scoring four runs against the Red Sox bullpen. I mean, the Red Sox, their bullpen's been hit around a little bit this year, but it's not easy to win a series in Fenway. It's the first time the Twins have done it since 2019. So I thought it was a nice, resilient kind of road trip and end to the weekend, just in terms of like, okay, they figured out how to at least win some close games after losing so many of them.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, my man. And look, I saw earlier this morning when you posted your story for the Minnesota Star Tribune about the Twins activating Royce Lewis, Willie Castro from the injured list, Edward Julian demoted. Talk a little bit about the fact that the Twins get both Royce and Willie back.
Yeah, I mean, I think Royce especially, I mean, just the power in the middle of the lineup. They've really missed Matt Waldner. He's one of their best hitters against right-handed pitching. And I feel like it's been noticeable. I mean, they just don't hit many home runs. They've had a lot of low-scoring games, and it just feels like they're more of a singles-doubles team instead of homers. And so getting Royce back, I mean, that's huge for at least getting a guy that you can provide some thump. And then Willie Castro, too, I mean, he was an all-star last year, had a rough start to this season, but just having two guys that you're going to count on in the middle of the lineup, I mean, you look at kind of the lineup they had in Boston where you're starting like Jonah Bride and Cody Clemens, and nothing against them, but, you know, they were recently designated for assignment, and now you're getting Royce Lewis and Willie Castro. I mean, those are two guys you were counting on coming into the year, so finally some health turning in a positive direction for them.
Yeah, we're talking to Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on The Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. And with that, Edward Julian demoted. And I just got to be totally transparent, Bobby, in that he has been a guy that has been a source of frustration for me for the last year. He has shown at times some good at-bats, oftentimes frustrated with the, you know, watching a third strike come across the plate. The defense has been shaky, I think, at best. Just how do you view Julian, and what do you think he needs to do to be a stable part of the Minnesota Twins future? Because when I look at him, he just does not excite me because there's so many mistakes that are made. I literally on Friday night when I'm doing the post game on Final Pitch, I was frustrated by a couple of plays that took place. Well, there was the one play where he felt like he had more time than what he actually had, and he should have threw the ball quicker to first base, and he didn't do that. Then there was a play that I thought that he should have made that he did not make, and I'm not saying that he should be the greatest guy in the infield, but you don't make that play and two runs score, and that's the ball game. Where are you at with Edward Julian?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he showed glimpses early in the season, like, okay, the hitting's going to come back, and, you know, the results just haven't been there for the past 2-3 weeks. I forgot what his last 50 at-bats, he's hitting, like, 130, and like you said, with the defense, he's not going to be a great defender. He's going to have to be able to hit to kind of make up for that, to kind of overlook that, and he hasn't done it. You know, Friday, I mean, he tried to steal second base, and he had second base and slid past the bag. That hurt him offensively, and then defensively, the two-run, they called it a hit, but, I mean, he even said after the game he should have made that play and could have easily been scored an error. So, I mean, that was probably not the nail in the coffin, but just kind of reemphasized. But, I mean, with Willie Castro coming back and Brooks Lee playing the way he is, you know, it was going to be tough for him to find at-bats on this team anyway. I mean, he's not a great bench guy. In terms of he can only play one position, really. Maybe you can force him into first base if you had to. But he only plays one position, and he's not a great defender. So it's hard to put him in a late-game situation as a bench guy. So, you know, he was probably your third second baseman on the depth chart right now behind Willie Castro and Brooks Lee. And if that's the case, you might as well just send him to AAA and get him regular at-bats. And he can get hot. I mean, I'm not writing him off yet, but the bat has to find some heat at some point for him to carve out a real role.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Have they stated what the plan is with Royce? Because, as you know, most fans will look at him and be like, yeah, just throw him right in there. Let's play him every day. Is there like an actual plan and structure on how they're going to are they going to ease him in? Because I get always concerned with Royce because of the amount of injuries that he's racked up. And it's the type of injuries, you know, the muscle type stuff, whatever. I know that he's had the torn ACLs and all of that. But at this particular point, I just want to do whatever it takes to make his body hold up.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the tough thing is almost all his injuries. I mean, he had the one ACL injury when he was at the center field wall, but most of them have been swinging the bat and running to first base. And those are two things you really can't prevent, I mean, with a hitter. So, I mean, it's one of those. He had six games on a rehab assignment for St. Paul. So I'd be surprised if they were kind of limited. He might, you know, do some DH games and stuff and rotate between third base and DH. But I expect him to play regularly coming up. I mean, it's just one of those. Yeah, he has the injury history. He's going to have to kind of earn his way past the injury-prone label. But it's just one of those. The way the injuries have all happened, I mean, it's like you can't tell him not to run at all. At some point, he's going to have to test out his hamstring. So, unfortunately, just the way he's been hurt, that's kind of the big caution. But, I mean, you look at a guy like Byron Buxton had the same thing and how healthy he's been this year. So, you know, there's at least hope that finally he's healthy. Let's see what he can do and hopefully can inject some life in the offense.
Any update, Bobby, on Matt Wallner?
It's still going to be a while. I mean, his hamstring was classified as moderate to severe, so probably that's like a 2-month injury. So I'd be surprised if he's back before June, which is a tough thing. I mean, it would be nice to have him back, but you know, I had one Twins official say it kind of felt like when he got hurt, it was kind of like Joe Ryan last year when that really messed up the starting rotation. Losing Matt Wallner kind of really messed up the lineup.
Yeah, when you look at the Twins, I will say this. As much as I've had some concerns and maybe questions at times about the bullpen, the starting rotation has really done a much better job here. I mean, the last 2 to 3 weeks, those guys have really kind of like held it down. And I feel really, really comfortable, clearly, with Pablo and Joe Ryan. Bailey's gotten a lot better. And then Simeon Woods Richardson is just a guy that I feel comfortable with because as much as, you know, he's a guy that's still learning a lot and he's still trying to, you know, get further and deeper into games, he's not a guy that gives up like these big, massive innings. He always tends to keep you in the battle.
Yeah, you know, I think that's been kind of the most impressive thing since he kind of seized that opportunity last year in the rotation. It's just he doesn't have the stuff that Pablo, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober have. You know, he's not going to rack up strikeouts in kind of the same way, but he still gets it done. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, kind of the crafty type pitcher who, yeah, he'll give up some hits. There'll be homers here and there, but like you said, he does a nice job kind of bearing down when guys get on base. He doesn't get overwhelmed by situations, and he's done a nice job. I mean, it's like Kirst Paddock kind of the same way. I mean, he had a rough start to the season too, and he's kind of turned into a pitcher who he's not racking up strikeouts, but he's been able to do just enough to say, okay, we can, you know, we feel comfortable. We can win games when you're starting. And yeah, I mean, I think that gives the Twins confidence long-term that starting rotation, as poorly as they've played so far, if you have a starting rotation pitching as well as they are, eventually, you know, you're going to be in every game and you're going to pick up a lot of wins that way.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show, my man. I'll see you tomorrow in the press box.
Sounds great. See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care. That's Bobby Nightingale Jr. Does fine work for the Minnesota Star Tribune. Check out his Twins coverage. All right. So we will take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour one and we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I hope I'm not coming across as an Edward Julian hater, but he just makes so many mistakes. He's got to start figuring this out. It's just something about the way that he carries himself that is, I don't understand it. Like, he comes across as a guy like he's got it figured out, like that he's a better player than what he actually is. And I don't think that anybody ever looks at players and they're like, well, hold on, man. You've got too many flaws. You've got too many holes in your game for you to kind of carry yourself in a way where you feel like, okay, you're the man. Like, that's not what we're doing here. And Bobby totally agree with me. I'm not saying that was an easy play to make on Friday. You got to make that play, though. Like,
yeah,
those two
it's
runs,
a play you have to make.
You got to make that.
Yeah, well, I think we've seen just enough in terms of not taking those good at-bats and having the bat on your shoulder for strike three. It's one thing to strike out. It's another thing to go down looking. Like, at least you got to get the bat off your shoulder. That's the problem. And you can almost overlook issues like that if you can make up for it being stellar defensively. Well, we've seen the holes defensively by Edward Julian. And I think when you come up like he did a couple of years ago and you have that success, all of a sudden,
real quick, and everybody's like, oh man, look at this guy.
Well, yeah, you start to think, man, okay, this guy's got it figured out now.
Yeah, don't read your press clippings.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to go get that mental reset, because it was a bad stretch for Edward Julian. And when you've got Brooks Lee playing third base and Royce Lewis is out, Willie Castro's out, you pick up Cody Clemens, you've got very limited options for second base. And now you've got those options where you have a little bit more flexibility. Go down again. This is not the end of it for Edward Julian, but go down, get it figured out, and then be ready to come up, because he's going to get called up again.
No, there's without question, and he should get called up at some point. But let me say this about Edward Julian. I don't think that on a good contending playoff team that he's an everyday player. I just don't view him that way.
Right now, no. Now, I think he could grow into it. But there's some work that's got to be done.
There's got to be hell of a growth in his defensively. He's got to. I don't know that it's there, man. I really don't. And I'm not saying he's not going to ever get better. But I'm just saying, like, he's got to take those steps.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's 26 years old. So he's not the youngest prospect in the world.
And but he's not old.
No, and he's not old. But he's still got a lot of growth.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a guy who is now, just a journeyman, with no disrespect to a guy like Jonah Bright. Jonah Bright's a journeyman. You know, Cody Clemens at this point in his career is kind of, he's not journeyman, but he's been with a few different organizations. And he's,
yeah. No. Julian's not those guys. And I'm not saying he's a journeyman. I'm saying an everyday, like, he's a guy that's active, he's there, but he's not a guy that you're going to play every day.
I think he could be a platoon guy against right-handers. Like, I could see that. If you're looking at splits, I could see that being the issue. But right now, with where the Twins are at, Edward Julian is a liability to this team. And when you've got Willie Castro coming back, and you've got Royce Lewis to play third, you move Brooks Lee over to second base. Let's not forget, down the road, you've got Luke Keyshaw, who's going to be making his return. And hopefully, at that point, everybody's going to be healthy. So you have that issue where, okay, what do you even do with a Luke Keyshaw at that point, you know, coming back from the broken forearm? So there are a lot of things that have to be decided. I think that everything for Edward Julian, I feel like it snowballed very quickly at the end of last week. I feel like things were kind of going along, and then Friday night...
He's struggling at the plate, and then Friday night, just that was a killer.
It was the slide that I've never seen somebody overslide a bag with
so
that
late.
Much momentum.
I think Dan Cook, though, was spot on. It was such a late slide. It's like, dude, what's going on here?
He couldn't... I understand the late slide from wanting to avoid the tag. I understand that.
You can't slide that late and think that you're not going to miss.
Well, yeah, your momentum is going to take you completely over the bag.
Totally.
All the second baseman had to do was just keep the ball in his glove and wait for Julian to overslide and then, you know, tag him out. So that and the two plays
like
that he didn't
diving in the end zone.
That's not it. Maybe that's his touchdown dance. It is frustrating, though, because you look at that one. I look at the slide and I look at that play with the ball off of the bat of Rafael Devers. Those were the two that I think was kind of, well, we were talking about, it's like, if you get everybody back, Edward Julian's not on, you know, he's not a factor right now. And what do you know? We come Monday, two activations, Edward Julian back at St. Paul. Hopefully he can figure it out, get right, get your head straight, and then we'll figure it out.
651-461-9226. If you want to weigh in via text, have at it. We don't have time in this particular segment to get into a phone call. But if you want to weigh in on the Twins, and I was pleasantly surprised this weekend, them going to Boston, because it seems like we never truly have good luck in Boston, winning two out of three. And the way that we came from behind yesterday, that was the one.
You were coming off as a series where you were 3-for-20 runners in scoring position, and you left 22 guys on base. Like, the series against Cleveland was extremely frustrating because it's the same damn thing. Game after game after game. Like, we know how that's going to play out. Going into Fenway and beating a team over 500, I think is, you know, very good momentum. And now you start to get some of your reinforcements back.
Yeah, we're not doing the parade thing, but it was nice to see.
It was nice to see a little bit of momentum because you got a last place team in Baltimore. And frankly, I think you got to get Baltimore while they're scuffling.
Yes.
Because Baltimore,
now's the time.
Baltimore is going to turn it around.
At some point.
Yeah, and then you've got a very, very tough matchup this weekend with the San Francisco Giants.
Yep, I agree. All right, coming up next, you guys know the Timberwolves will be facing the Golden State Warriors. And I was even watching a little WNBA preseason. Rebecca Brunson from FanDuel Network and assistant coach and great with the Minnesota Lynx. She joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.